Biomes. Section 1. What is a biome? Earth is covered by many types of ecosystems. Ecologists group these ecosystems into larger areas known as biomes. A biome is a large region characterized by a specific type of climate and certain types of plants and animal communities. The map in Figure 1 shows the locations of the world's major land or terrestrial biomes. In this chapter, you will take a tour through these terrestrial biomes, from lush rainforests to scorching deserts and the frozen tundra. When you read about each biome, notice the adaptations of the organisms to their very different environments. Biomes and vegetation. Biomes are described by their vegetation because the plants that grow in a certain region are the most noticeable characteristics of that region. The plants, in turn, determine the other organisms that can live there. For example, mahogany trees grow in tropical rainforests because they cannot survive cold, dry weather. Organisms that depend on mahogany trees live where trees grow. Plants in a particular biome have these adaptations that enable them to survive there. These adaptations include size, shape, and color. For example, plants that grow in the tundra tend to be short because they cannot obtain enough water to grow larger. They also have a short summer growing season. Desert plants, such as cactuses, do not have leaves. Instead, cactuses have specialized structures to conserve and retain water. Biomes and climate. Biomes are defined by their plant life, but what factors determine which plants can grow in a certain area? The main factor is climate. Climate refers to the weather conditions such as temperature, precipitation, humidity, and winds in an area over a long period of time. Temperature and precipitation are the two most important factors that determine a region's climate. Temperature and precipitation. Most organisms are adapted to live within a certain range of temperatures and will not survive at temperatures too far outside of their range. Plants are also affected by the length of the growing season, as shown in Figure 2. Precipitation also limits the organisms that are found in a biome. All organisms need water. The larger an organism is, the more water it needs. For example, biomes that do not receive enough rainfall to support large trees support communities dominated by small trees, shrubs, and grasses. In biomes where rainfall is not frequent, the vegetation is mostly made up of cactuses and desert shrubs. In extreme cases, lack of rainfall results in no plants, no matter what the temperature is. As shown in Figure 3, the higher the temperature and precipitation are, the taller and denser the vegetation is. Notice how much more vegetation exists in a hot, wet tropical rainforest than in a dry desert. Latitude and altitude. Biomes and vegetation vary with latitude and altitude. Latitude is the distance north or south of the equator and is measured in degrees. Altitude is the height of an object above sea level. Climate varies with latitude and altitude. For example, climate gets colder as latitude and altitude increase. So, climate also gets colder as you move farther up a mountain. Figure 4 shows that as latitude and altitude increase, biomes and vegetation change. For example, the trees of tropical rainforests usually grow closer to the equator, while the mosses and lichens of the tundra usually grow closer to the poles. The land located in the temperate region, between about 30 degrees and 60 degrees north latitudes and 30 degrees and 60 degrees south latitudes, is where most of the food in the world is grown. This region includes biomes such as temperate forests and grasslands, which usually have the moderate temperatures and fertile soil that are ideal for agriculture. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.